It's Brian and Trisha. Congratulations to Shayna Hall from E-Town. She got the impossible question right. More than 50% of millennials surveyed say they do this when they cook their breakfast. It's grill it. They grill it when they cook their breakfast. That's how they're cooking.
It's a lot of grilling, man.
Yes. All right. So yesterday I saw on the news that in New York City, the last payphone was removed.
Wow. Where's Superman going to change clothes?
Well, and it's not one of those kind of payphones, because those enclosed payphones, I haven't seen those in a long time.
Yeah, me either.
But if you, you know, just the ones that you can walk up and it's like kind of like a little section, you know, just for the phone part of it.
It's like not even the ones you'd see mounted on the wall outside a gas station.
Yes, like that. So they had something. It wasn't a crane necessarily, but I saw some footage of it being removed, and it just kind of was like, for me, I thought, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it because it's not necessary anymore. When's the last time a payphone was used in New York City? I don't know.
I can't remember the last time I used a payphone.
So it was a crane, actually, on putting it on a flatbed truck. And they apparently had a small ceremony near Times Square. People are calling it the end of an era. The latest stats that this shows was, as of 2018, there were still around 100,000 payphones in the U.S.
Down, when was this?
This was 2018. There were 100,000 payphones in the U.S. That was down from 2 million payphones in 1999. In New York, 20% of those payphones were in New York. 2 million in 1999.
Wow.
So New York started removing them in 2015 because cell phones have made them obsolete. They have actually replaced some of them with free Wi-Fi kiosks, and you can charge your devices and make free phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. from those little kiosks. There is actually still one. I know at least one in E-Town. It is near the I-65 overpass on East Dixie.
Okay.
It's used to be a gas station down there, and so it's kind of close to Dixie. I don't think there's a phone in it still, but the phone booth little, you know, not the whole thing you walk into, but just that little setup is still there. And I think it's cool. It's not necessary, but I enjoy seeing the payphones.
Okay, here's a thought. 20 years ago this summer, big Hollywood blockbuster movie called Phone Booth.
Uh-huh.
In this movie, a psychological thriller, a guy named Colin Farrell, the actor, plays a character who is lured into a phone booth by a sniper. And he answers the phone and then finds out that his life is at risk. And this whole thing centers around this phone booth.
What about Maroon 5 and their song Payphone?
Oh, believe me, that's the next thing you're going to hear. But the point is, the point is that phone booths used to be a big deal. I mean, seriously, you know, the first Superman movie, 1978, Christopher Reeve, there was a gag in the movie because these kiosk looking ones, like you've been mentioning, where it's just the top half that goes from like your torso up. In the movie, you know, in the comic book, Superman changed clothes in phone booths. In the movie, he walks out and he sees one of those, what at that time were new kiosks, and he looks at it like, I can't change in that.
Yeah, what do I do with that?
And that was just like, oh, ha, 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 you know, so.
Yeah. But I would be curious to find out how many payphones, not necessarily with the actual phone there anymore, but those little kiosks, how many are there? Where are they? I mean, I'm just talking about in Hardin County, because I'm sure it takes effort. I know it takes effort to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not bothering anything.
They used to be mounted on the outside of every gas station, every convenience store, grocery stores.
I remember
big box stores.
When I was a teenager going to gas stations and, you know, looking for the closest gas station. I need a phone. So I need a gas station. That's where I'm going to the phone.
Yeah.
And you have your quarter. And then I don't remember how many minutes you got for a quarter, but
you know. Hey, as recently as not that long before I started dating Donna, so we're starting 22, 23 years ago, I carried a phone card with me with prepaid long distance minutes on it and a pager. so that if somebody needed to get a hold of me, they could do that. I also kept a bunch of quarters in my car, so if somebody needed to get a hold of me, I could find a payphone.
Yeah, see, the pager.
Call them back.
The pager was why I needed the payphone, because I had a pager, and I think I still have it. I need to look for it. Not that it's going to serve any purpose.
You must have been rich. You had a pager.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we're hating that the payphone's kind of becoming a thing of the past, but Maroon 5, well, they're going to keep it living forever. I'm at a payphone.
I'm at a payphone. Hey, Quixie.
Good morning, kid.
Good morning.
I want to tell you a funny, quick story.
Okay.
I wish that he was in this area so he could hear this, because I know you guys want to air it out. But anyway, so my son Aaron, he's 36 now. So the pagers were all in, all the kids were carrying them, everything. He was wanting one. I got to have one. I was like, no, Aaron, what do you need it for? Well, everybody else got one. So we had changed the garage door opener on our house. So I gave him the button you put in your car to open the garage door up. I said, just carry that. Nobody will know any different. So he wore this thing for at least 7 months. Every day. I got to get my pager, which wasn't even a pager. It was the garage door.
And how old was this young man at this time?
I don't know. He was probably 12, maybe.
Oh, 12, man.
11, 13.
If you were going to say he was, now, if you were going to say he was 7, it's like, I get it. That's cute. But when you're 12.
He might have been younger. I mean, I can't really remember. You know how it is, Brian.
Oh.
You get our age.
Oh, my.
Sorry, well, I didn't mean to punch you so hard on the nose, but
that's hilarious.
That is so
but
funny.
Yeah, he, like I said, he was in school, and every, you know, they all looked kind of the same, but it was a little B garage door opener I had, and I gave it to him, had a little clip he'd wear it. And, but yeah, but it was like part of his wardrobe, you know. Oh, y'all see my pager? And he would call it a pager, and he'd put it on like, you know, he was of importance and tuck his shirt in so you could see it.
Oh, my goodness.
So Aaron doesn't live around here now?
No, he lives in Mount Washington.
Okay, well, we're going to have to make sure Aaron can hear this.
Yeah,
Dad,
we're going to make sure he gets a copy of this.
Dad talking about the good old days.
He'll probably want to choke slam me as soon as he hears it.
Well,
like,
you know,
come on.
My daughter was jealous that her older brother had a cell phone, but he's 4 years older than her, so of course he got one first. So she carried around a small solar calculator and called it her cell phone for a good year.
Perfect.
She had a little purse. She'd put it in. She'd be like, oh, where's my phone?
That's hilarious.
And she would take and accept phone calls on this thing. Of course, it was all, you know, just made up conversation. But still, yeah, it's about as bad.
Right. That's awesome.